WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Call him a party pooper, call him square, but commentator Milo Miles has been listening to revived recordings of cool, swinging, laid-back, and fun music he happens to think is none of those things.
10 years ago, if you had asked the executives of several major record companies whether or not they would ever make another dime off obscure performers in their back catalogs such as Esquivel, Les Baxter, and Martin Denny, they would likely have said, "Absolutely not. We might as well burn the master tapes." But in the last 3 years, a whole market niche has opened up devoted to what's called lounge music, or space-age bachelor pad music, or cocktail cool, or that junk Dad used to play on the hi-fi before the Beatles took over. Now major music stores have sections devoted to lounge, and dozens of young bands apparently make a living playing some updated variety of it. Actually, there is no one type of music in the lounge category. The term covers a range of oddball styles, mostly recorded from the middle 50s to the early 60s. Here's my rundown of the types, based on Capitol Records' definitive Ultra Lounge reissue series. Mondo Exotica, world music for tourists. Bandleader Martin Denny founded the style in Hawaiian hotel bars. International in the sense of International House of Pancakes. Spacecapades, pseudo-far-out instrumentals from the era when astronauts were new, musical equivalent of the hula hoop. Bachelor Pad Royale, light jazz trifle suitable for brooding or for wimpy dancing when up-tempo. Rhapsodesia, gooey white bread romance tunes intended to accompany the seduction scene at the bachelor pad. Pretend bandleader Jackie Gleason specialized in this stuff. I ask you, who would want Ralph Cramden around in an intimate moment? There are a number of sad and terrible implications to the lounge revival. One problem is the corruption of the concept of cool. Lounge is now hip city simply because it had once been so uncool. Remember, Howlin' Wolf was the underground sound of 1960, not Peggy Lee and Wayne Newton. Besides, it's distressing that lounge music purveyors back when assumed there was no market for the hard stuff, like straight jazz, thoughtful experimental works, or authentic styles played by non-white people in other countries. Anyone can hear and enjoy the non-goofy sources of lounge music nowadays, so getting all excited about this musical chop suey is repugnant. And just how much of a kick is the retro atmosphere of busty babes and guys with shiny hair? Los Angeles artist Byron Werner coined the term space-age bachelor pad music and has noted that its intended audience was lonely guys with too much disposable income who are picky about their stereos. Early 60s nerds, in other words. Now, you can be an ironic early 60s nerd if you want, but make no mistake, that's what you're aspiring to as an ultra-lounge fan.
Milo Miles is a music writer living in Cambridge. He reviewed Capitol Records' Ultra Lounge reissue series.